Good morning. Today's topic is titled "The Joy of the Lord is My Strength." Where does the phrase "The joy of the Lord is my strength" come from? The Bible verse is found in Nehemiah 8, where Ezra, the scribe, reads the words of God's law to the people. They stand in reverence for hours as God's word is read, and as they understand it, they begin to weep. And the word says, "For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those to whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" Nehemiah 8, 9 to 10. When we feel sorrow, whether it be realization of sin, or because of difficulty or circumstances that are difficult for you to comprehend, we often wonder where our strength is going to come from. But it's vital to remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. But what is the joy of the Lord? We cannot conjure up this type of joy within ourselves, but by our own power. It has to come from one source, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God it's not our human joy. It's the joy of the Lord. Put another way, it is a joy God has or possesses. Can you imagine the amount of joy God has? He had lots of joy. What's even more amazing is that God's joy centers around us. Hebrews 12:2 says that Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, a relationship with us. And Zephaniah 3:17 says that the God of all glory rejoices over us with singing. Have you ever thought about the fact that being in a relationship with God makes him happy? Knowing that God feels this way about you should spark the flame of joy within you. As Christians, we have access to God's boundless joy, a joy that does not come from our circumstances or within us. It does not depend on how strong or spiritual we are. The joy comes from God alone and the relationship we have with him. This realization enabled the apostle, our favorite apostle, Apostle Paul, in the clip where he said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." A specific place we can find God's joy. You may be asking, how can I access joy in my life? We have an example from Nehemiah 8. As Nehemiah read the words of the law, according to the word we just read, the people wept and mourned because they were not obeying the law. But Ezra comforts them, tells them not to weep, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. The joy was realized because even though a knowledge of the truth caused sorrow or repentance, it gave them directions. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "Godly joy brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." Changing our lives by the word of God and following God's way will give us deeper joy than could have attained on our own. It is the same for us. When we study and know the word of God within the pages of the Bible, we have the joy of the Lord. Jesus said this as well in John 8:31-32. To the Jews who have believed him, Jesus said to them, "If you hold to my teaching and you're really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth that you know will set you free." Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. I hope the joy of the Lord is your strength from now as you've listened to this word today.